Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big, B Fines. We got another special guest, man. Tell them about, introduce yourself, man.
Big Dope Razor,
man. Welcome to the set. How you feeling?
I'm straight.
You straight, man?
Yeah, I'm straight, man. Straight. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
You said I'm big, yeah, your ass definitely is big.
I can't complain, man. You know, just living life. Man, what happened to the Dirt Bowl, man?
I told you I didn't want to talk about
it. Oh, man, you don't want to talk about that. That was a nice game. The whole, man, real competitive, man.
We had a man. I don't want to talk about it. I'm tired of losing to them people. Don't be surprised if you see LeBron on the team.
So is that how you coming next year?
Working, man. If I got a, you heard me.
I think you get Bronny James, though. I think you get him.
I don't want Bronny. I take Bryce.
Bryce?
I take Bryce over him.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just being me now. Uh-huh. I ain't saying that, you know, I don't want to blow up and then they be like, oh, you said, nah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I take Bryce.
Okay, right Bryce now. Over Bronny?
Right now, yeah. Over the next game, I'll take him right now. I'll put him on for a kiss. Yeah.
Okay, so how long have you been? You said you're not a rapper, you went classify yourself as a rapper. Like, how long?
I did that shit on the basement just for us. Like, just for like 4 or 5 hours smoking weed.
For real?
Like, I laughing. Like, oh, it's just, it wasn't no, you feel me?
Yeah.
I ain't no rapper. I can rap, but I ain't no rapper. I ain't trying to be no rapper.
So what made you want to, like, you said you were just in the hood kicking it, like,
On the basement, you know, the projects, like Parkhead. We're from the projects, you know. Mm-hmm. So if I'm moving on, yeah. Like, we sit on the basement, how we sit on this couch, but a nigga be up, like.
Yeah.
You know, so where we just sitting there smoking, we shoot dice, whatever, and we just chilling. And, you know, no matter what, you know, smoking, drinking, kicking. Nigga, shoot 4 or 5 bars, and everybody go around there, you know, like, yeah. Damn, Razor, boy, yours was hard, boy. Like, yeah, we fuck with the. Then everybody, we was just doing shit, and then that's when we started going to the studio. You know, I had the Lacan shit, we was pulling up. You know, yeah. Niggas pull up to the studio. Like, come on, boom. That's what we was doing. And it just happened.
It just happened like that, and yeah. it was a nice success. Like, what other rappers was on there? What other rapper did you work with on the project? Like, and how was it, you know, you say you're not a rapper, so how was that process of going into the studio? Because it's different freestyling on the steps.
Studio, it was at first,
uh-huh.
It was gang, like, straight that. But G Tanner, first of all, like, Chin, you feel me? You know, Free Bobby, he was in there and shit, but, you know, he really is no rapper. So, you know, that's my mama. Well, I'm not gonna,
yeah.
But, one more text.
You gotta answer mama's calls, man. With the Big and Lazy Podcast, you always gotta answer mama's calls.
Shit, I swear to God, look, I'm gonna put it on speaker for you.
Well, do your thing, man. You gotta answer the call.
Nah, I'm gonna put it on speaker.
Big,
I'm gonna call it.
Okay.
Text.
It's the first, man.
Watch this.
Big and Lazy first.
Hello.
What's up?
Nah, back up with my daddy, bring her up, get her nails done. And it's she one day, mama, Nene. His daughter doing a nail.
We live recording.
Hey, see, we live right there. I said, I told him, my mama don't want that. I'm in an interview right now. You live right now in an interview. I said, my mama don't want that. She just telling me something. I just text her. I told her, so you call me 99 times.
So you front me?
Nah, I ain't front you. I love you. I just know you gonna call me 99 cents. I'm gonna call you right back, though.
Why they
see? She gonna let you 3 more. Huh?
I said, why they get mad and try to fight and stuff at the Dirt Bowl? Because they lost.
I'm gonna holler at you. We lost. I dropped my phone. We lost. They didn't lose, nigga. We lost.
Right, we lost. So don't get mad.
It's true.
So yeah, how was it working with Chen One? Because he was the studio recording was that part?
That's all for real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like that's one of the OGs. It's one of the big homies in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I don't like people be like, oh, I ain't got no big homie. And I ain't on no hate and shit. I'm not like, I'm gonna be with that. You feel me? I've been on him. You feel me?
Yeah.
From G Hound, everybody, pinkies and everything. You know, niggas don't get to witness that shit. I got to witness that shit. You know, to worry about. You know, shit.
So what's the why you think Park Hill gets so much hate, bro? Like, it seems like every day somebody's talking shit about.
I'm gonna tell you. Here, let me hit this little letter.
Okay. There you go. Take him a shot.
Yeah.
Shot with look. You, man.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
We have fun.
Yeah.
We in the project. We have fun, like big screen, like the little projector TVs, movie nights, everything. Like we do everything, like water fights. We have everything. Like we don't start nothing with nobody. Cause you come after, if you got a problem with a motherfucker from where you started with them. Them people are in their own little box.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. You just wanna. Ain't no going for that. We're not going for that.
Right.
And I ain't just saying me. I ain't the hardest one. Like, we got a whole lot of them. Like,
mm-hmm.
A whole lot of them. Like, a whole lot. Like, we ain't going for that. Like, I don't know why it's, but everybody's like, Joe, but they really fuck with us, though. For real. Because they come out there.
Yeah.
They be out there with us.
Real talk.
Mm-hmm. It's free liquor, free weed, free food. What? And like, them niggas, yeah, them they gonna get you together. You know what I'm saying?
Was you out there when they had the deer? It was a couple years ago. It was like a baby deer, right? And somebody had a baby deer on the leash.
Bambi. I was out there for Bambi.
Oh man, who had the baby deer? How did that, you know, the story behind that?
I was on the run when Bambi hit the hood. I came to the hood just to see Bambi.
Uh-huh.
On everything.
Yeah, I remember that. That's crazy.
I came to see Bambi, man.
Was you born and raised in the
mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, my people's my great granny run my granny, you know, my mom, but my granny had their kids. They was all from Park Hill and shit, so it was just, you know, they probably, they hate now that shit. My people's only be wanting me up over real.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want me over real. I know my granny, she hate it. I love my granny, though. She don't like it.
I love my granny, too, man.
You know how you jump like, damn, I should have never took my family up her.
Yeah.
Like, look at my grandson, the one I love, like, my only grandson.
You the only
grandson? Yeah, her only girl, her, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. To where she like, nah, I hate that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't want it to be that, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
She understands, she know what it is, she's with me. If ain't nobody with me, she's gonna be with me. She's with me, for real.
So let me ask you this, to change the subject a little bit. Could you... You know, it's beef every day in the hoods, in the streets. Could you put beef to the side to come together to get some leak, you know, get some money, get some, you know, for a positive thing? Could you...
Positive on what type of... What are you talking about?
You
got to say that.
Like, me and you might
that's
have
how you
beef.
You feel say that, then, nah. Man.
Me and you have beef, but we can, well, can yeah. we come together and start a business. I do something, you know... Me and you might not be looking eye to eye. Me and...
What
whoever.
Type of beef is it... That is it just you? Is it bullshit? Is it this or what?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's level.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
We might just have a disagreement.
Yeah, we might
just
have
got a disagreement to agree on some shit. Yeah. But if it's this is this.
Yeah. Cause certain stuff you can't look past. But I don't know. Let's just say we got a small misunderstanding about a bride. Me and you. You know what I mean?
Man, come on, man. Let's get some other money.
Okay, I understand.
I'm a three, man. Come on.
Uh-huh.
I ain't doing that.
So he told me like the Hot Boys, like you are you from New Orleans? I seen you got a New Orleans early cup.
Nah. My great granny brings her people's her whole little family down here and my great granny that brings their people from down their way up here, you feel me, to where
yeah.
We was rapping on some Chief Keef shit type shit when we started, like we was gang, like But my shit was different. You know what I'm saying? To where they was like, nah, rap like us. You know what I'm saying? To where when I did do my own shit, that's what happened. I did the shit with Chen.
Yeah.
That motherfucking Won't Some.
Mm-hmm. That
and was nigga hard, Crip man. Ed said, fuck it. do like remix all this shit. He was sending me songs and shit. Some of them, like none of that I never even remember ever heard. So where it was like just remix all this shit. And then move, people say, "Ah, oh, this is, you know," to where now motherfuckers respect something like, "Ah, oh, yeah." That's because I was on the run when that shit dropped for real.
Uh-huh.
Could have really did something, but I went on the run when it got hot.
Oh, okay, so you didn't really get to do the, like the live shows and like really capitalize, like, you know what I mean?
I did. We did shit. Like we did good shit. Like shit, one gave me some money off doing shit. Like, like nah, here, show me. So when one night I was like, nah, I ain't doing nothing. They was trying to give us some bottles and shit. It was like colds and shit. I was like, shit, I'm straight.
Yeah.
That shit make a nigga sweat and shit. And so where he was like, he told them like, shit, LeBron ain't rapping. I said, I was cool, shit, what y'all gave me, but LeBron won't rap. He was like, boy, they just gave us a, they just did right by us, Neff.
Yeah.
Come on. We great sting them. That's when it first hit. So where it was like, nah, we got him now. That's when the video first dropped too.
Uh-huh.
He was like, nah, we got him now. We went on, we did some shit. But at the same time,
so that was your first and only project? You ain't dropped nothing after that?
I had Swipe, but Chin was trying to remix the one that we had did, cause I went into somewhere, you feel me, I had pulled up one day.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, nah, play your shit. The bitches in there, they like, play your shit. Woo. So what they like, she was like, nigga, what? Play what? Like, what song he got?
Right.
This nigga ain't wanna, this is raising. Come on, man.
Uh-huh.
This is something about, y'all tripping. They're like, nah, nigga, it's a video. He like, a video? Boom, we get to the video. He played the shit. They played the shit. To where he's like, man, let's remix it. I'm like, nah, I got something else.
Yeah.
He's like, man, what you want? I sat on the couch. I sat on my baby mama's couch, matter of fact. Don't do no sugarcoating, you hear me? Uh-huh. Sat on my baby mama's couch, made that bitch. He was on the watch when I come back with it.
Mm-hmm.
He's out the way on the watch. Him and Yako's are. Yako with that Draco, shout out Snakes. They are, boom. I pull up with that motherfucker, I rap it. Nigga, they look at each other like, ah, he got a hit, boy. Snakes look at him like,
mm-hmm.
I got something, boy. Yeah. She just said, man, give me a little second, I'm gonna come back.
Yeah.
We did that motherfucker. Chin, we went and got all that army fatigue shit and everything. We did it.
Yeah, it was dope, man. That was a.
Then right after that, that's when Ed was like, do all of it and drop the water music. That's what I did.
So if you could, like, was the Hot Boys and was that one of your favorite artists growing up? Like,
no, that's what all my big cousins and shit played and shit.
Uh huh.
Man, shit, I got a soldier sound between my eyes and shit like shit, but they turned me on to that.
Uh-huh.
Crip Ed, I didn't tend to do that. That was just one song, one song, you feel me?
Yeah.
I didn't tend to do that shit.
Right.
You feel me? Like, Crip Ed told me to do that shit. Yeah. Shout out Crip Ed. Motherfucker know, they know who he is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To where, you know what I'm saying? But he told me to do it. That was his idea.
Okay.
I was just fulfilling his shit and was like, yeah, it sounded like something. Come on, let's go.
Right.
But in the midst of all that shit, they going on all type of streets, you going on.
Yeah.
Bullshit, you know? That happened.
So if you could work with any artist in the city, like, who would it be? Like, if you could work with, like, a, you know, get a feature, you know, you any artist?
I ain't really no rapper, but, like, shit, I fuck with whoever want to make a song with me. I don't give a fuck who you is. You want to make a song? It sound like a hit? Come on, like. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't going to cross enemy lines.
Right.
But shit, you know.
You was hitting earlier, like, you kept saying, you just said it a couple of times, you was on the run. What was you on the run from?
If you want to talk shit, about. I can speak about shit. And I shot them people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can say that, you know. Yeah, pop. The chopper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they told too. They bitches.
Yeah. And you said you beat the case.
What's the name? So now they got shot. One nigga did get shot. He ain't tell. He kept it real. They had some. I got them all on video and shit. I posted that shit. Uh-huh. I told them I wasn't gonna tell if they kept it real, but when they, I got out, I still posted that shit on them.
Damn.
Yeah. So. Right. Should've told. Why you tell? Then y'all point y'all up first. Like, yeah, come on, Gus. Y'all got shot with these guns. You got them going through all this bullshit and shit. Nigga facing life. Me and my mama locked up.
So is that
to keep it gangster?
Right.
Then talking about, oh, pop out. Shit, I'd have been in the middle of Park Hill if you didn't tell. You feel? Like, come on, man. To where nigga, you know, nigga like, man, this shit ain't what it's made up to be. I could have got locked up for some months. Shit, y'all got a nigga in here for some bullshit.
Right.
Yeah. I was on the run for this shit, though. I ran for them. I was 2 weeks from being 3 years on the run.
Really?
Yeah, I came back on my mom's. It was on her, the FedEx. They stopped the FedEx trucks from at the door. Like, when they come to deliver something, so they're already staking. You feel me?
Yeah.
So they pulled a FedEx truck. Like, hey, did you see her? Uh-huh. Like, and she's like, yeah, that's when I was at the door.
Yeah.
They're like, shit, we going in. So, nigga, about six. I hit about six. Come in, go sleep. Nigga, they are seeing 40 or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, my mom, yeah. So I'm like, damn, this is fucked up.
They stopped the FedEx truck?
Yeah, that is some emotion.
Yeah, they got my homie like that. He was getting some weed through the mail, and they pulled the mailman to the side, you know.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
I was just so happy. They stumbled up on it. They was like, man, we didn't think you was in this motherfucker. We was just checking, and we just stumbled up on you. Good looking. I was like, shit, come on.
So, did you consider Gunner a rat? Just be going.
I mean, a nigga that take a plea deal ain't necessarily a rat.
Mm-hmm.
But you going there, you be like, man, this is a gang. And I'm telling them it ain't.
Yeah.
What the fuck is we doing?
Exactly. I had
so whatever thugs say a nigga gonna go with, but to keep it real, shit, anything can hurt me, nigga.
Real talk. I just had this conversation earlier. I don't think he's a rat, but it's
ain't anything can hurt me, nigga.
Yeah.
Like I said, but whatever thugs say, if he beat it and feel like, you feel me, but he still got to get his money off of him all day today while he's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a nigga gonna go whatever the slime say, but, you know.
Yeah, because I was...
Nigga, don't say nothing to hurt me. Nigga, you should have stopped right there. In the middle of the courtroom, I'm gonna stop.
Right.
Man, hold on. You ain't putting that on Razor. Not Razor. Who? Not me? Nah, I ain't say it was no game. Razor ain't say it was no game, but I said I plead guilty to what I plead guilty to.
Uh-huh.
To me. I ain't say nothing about nobody else.
Because I was talking, you know, we was having this little conversation earlier, and she was just like, yeah, if we fighting the same case and you saying, yeah, I was part of this gang, I was part of this, I was part of this, he said, that goddamn, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm part of this.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that you admitted it to being part of this shit, and now I'm trying to say that this is never this shit. It was never this.
Right.
Why the fuck are you doing that?
Right. She put a new light on it, so yeah.
But you got to see what thugs say after. See, like, how I speak on my situation after.
Uh-huh.
That's already there.
Yeah.
It's already, you feel me, proven. It's already over. Case over. Can't do it while he's doing that, but, shit, you ain't doing Razor like that. Nigga, he's a bitch.
Right. So they come...
In the game.
They come for you, and then you defend yourself, and they went and go tell... Point to
man, I say, look, this is what happened. Motherfucker already, look, I go to my mama's house, this is when shit's going good. I just come from Cali and shit. Boom. Go with my mama Sunday. My granny's sitting in the chair. You know how everybody's granny's and shit started, she's rocking.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh. She ain't tell you, the neighbors knocked on her door. Yeah, like he's like that. She's rocking her foot. So I'm like, ah, you been wanting to get that off your chest. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I bet. Look, so he knocked on the door about what? I don't give a fuck what it is. Tell me next time he knock on the door. Call me.
Uh-huh.
Next time he knock, he got his gun in his hand. Turn the music down, bitch. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, Benjamin, I see the text. Get up, come on. Push up. Boom, 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 boom. I hear this shit. Her door wide open. They like, you know how you split the shaft? Like, some of the houses are split. One person stay on this side, another one stay on this side. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little duplex house, whatever. Long story short, I hear this shit. She come to the door. She's like, I'm like, nah, I told you. back up. I said, well, man, if it ain't to help, I render aid. My mom, bro, don't hit her motherfucking door, cuz. You not the landlord, cuz.
Right.
Don't hit my mama's door, cuz. Mm-hmm. The fuck is you, nigga? Boom. I leave. He call his peoples. My peoples go over and be like, hey, bro, I know you, like, you know, fuck that shit. Your kids live where our grandkids live.
Yeah.
Tripping. He's like, oh, he got it a gun. He's like, bro, he got a gun every time you see him.
Uh-huh.
He's like, shit. He's like, so what are you talking about? He's like, oh, he got a...
Right.
What happened, happened? They got hit. They up. They got shot.
Yeah. Yes.
What it is.
Yeah, I think...
They rats too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they rats, for sure. They girlfriends and everything.
Damn, they all took the stand on you, huh?
They ain't get to take the stand,
because
they ain't want to show up.
Oh, okay.
They'll tell why the police asked you in the hospital bed, and she'll explain it and everything.
Uh-huh.
I can show you right now, you feel me? Like, you pull that shit up, because like, that shit ain't nothing, but yeah, people told.
You want to speak on the, about you and Forsythe, the history between you and... That was a request by Bobo Jones. He requested that question, man. You can call in, request questions on the Big and Lazy Podcast. You can hit my DM. You can hit the page. We got a phone number. While you at it, follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Anywhere and everywhere you can find podcasts, you can find us. We're not just, you know, a live feed. We, you know, it's quality production right here, man. But, yeah, you want to speak on the...
Picture question, what you said now?
About the four, you and Forsythe, you and
like, yeah, but you know, like, shit, they just dirty over there, like, we the three, big three, shut up, big three, you know, they just, they dirty over there, like, we both in the middle of the flea market, that's where they shop at the flea market and shit, they like, real dirty. No, I'm being serious.
You being like, serious, good. They shop at the flea market?
On Tinko.
Uh-huh.
On Reese, because they dirty. They shop at the flea market, so they're like real dirty and shit.
Okay.
They mad, you know, Free Bobby.
Uh-huh.
Shout out G-Tana, shout out Crazo, shout out the whole gang, you know what I'm saying? I ain't just going to say me, you know what I'm saying? Shout out the three, shout out Big Three, Long Little Reese, you know what I mean? Long Little Tinko, Long Little the guys, all of them. Everybody that died, out of everybody.
I ain't been to the flea market in a while, man.
Nah, that's where they shop at.
You silly, man.
Man, you, I ain't playing.
You didn't?
You see, you think I'm playing and shit. Yeah. People be thinking I'm playing. They really shop at the flea market and shit. Like, they really look dirty.
Wasn't the flea market
shop? They got Androids and shit. Like no iPhones. Like, they'll never go to, you'll never see them people in the bank.
Uh-huh.
You can go to the bank with your mom and your granny.
Yeah.
You're not going to run into your ops.
Okay.
If beefing with a foe.
I understand.
But yeah, I don't really speak on, they just mad. That's cool. You know, people, both, you know.
It's about a woman. Because I say 99% of beef got direct, I ain't going to say indirect or direct ties about, I'll say about 90.
See, I believe people be trying to build some shit on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know what I mean? But like, so I don't really, but I say some shit, but I won't say some shit, but they be like, but I don't. Mm-hmm. You feel me? To where, fuck what it's about.
Right.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Fuck that. Yeah, I am. We big three.
Right. Well, so who's the big three? What can you explain that? Like the
Poor Kid Projects, we the three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Big.
Like I said, you know, me, G-Tana, Crazo, G-Tana, Free Bobby.
You talking about Tank to do the party mode?
Free Trap.
Uh-huh.
Lil Twin. Can't forget about Lil Twin, you heard me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got Tink out there, bitch, Baby Joe.
Yeah.
Lil Will, Lil Cuz, you know, Lil Pressure.
Who's the coach of Park Hill? Because Snotty, when Snotty was on here, he told me I should.
Pope, man, Taiwan, my cousin, man, Pope.
Mm-hmm.
He's the coach. But Free Cuz right now, Binky got locked up too, you feel me? He's the coach of the Dirt Bowl team and shit.
Yeah.
We're going to get us one. We're going to put that motherfucker on the drive for him.
So how many times y'all lose? Y'all done lost to the.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it? Oh, it's all right, man. I know them losses hurt, especially I would when my team Green Bay loses, but I know it's...
That's
it's,
my team, too. That's fucked up.
The Packers?
On my kids.
Give me some, man.
Nigga, I got a cover over right now. I can face my brother, like, show me my Green Bay cover.
You ever been to a game?
No, I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah, you got to check it out. I was thinking about...
Two, though.
Yeah.
Got, like, two more report dates.
Yeah, who?
Two more report dates.
Ah, okay.
I done did everything in life, though, like, for real, like, I done bought, like, everywhere.
So, would you be done by September? Because they come down to Nashville. Green Bay come down to Tennessee.
Man, just let me know. You hear me?
Oh, we can make that move, hey, man.
Even if, you hear me?
Yeah,
You hear me?
You know, you silly. Hey, man.
It just was, you know what I'm saying? As long as I report, when I report, I'm straight.
Right.
Fuck them.
Because I see them in,
What they going to do?
Right.
If I beat that, they're going to be on probation for nothing. Fuck them.
I had to do a little fucking probation for my little CDL shit. Man, that was so fucking... Watch drug tests and shit for 5 years. Like, if you fuck up on a drug test with your CDL and shit, they treat you like a goddamn
bitch. So CDLs...
Now, once you get them, and if you fell a drug test...
You can't smoke weed or nothing.
None of that.
Man, they got me fucked up. I thought I wanted them.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to do that shit for 5 years.
Smoke some weed,
man. I don't think I never stopped smoking weed, bro. Just for the earth, man. You ever been up to Detroit? You ever hit them dispensaries?
I've been to Detroit, but I ain't go to no dispensary.
Yeah, them dispensaries is where it's at, man. They got a nice little... The Chicago ones is trash. The one in Illinois, plus they taxing. But Detroit, nah, man, they showing love, bro. You get some... You can get a nice little haul.
For same shit.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you...
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
You're a Packers fan. What you think about Jordan Love?
I like him. But I gave him a 250 or 200...
Hold on. Huh? You're a Packers fan.
Yeah, I'm a Packers fan.
The fuck do you mean you like his shit? What you mean, nigga?
What you mean?
Nigga, I'm used to winning, nigga. I ain't with that shit, nigga.
The Packers?
You did good, nigga. You gotta come through.
Yeah.
My feelings is hurt.
Yeah, you do. But these last 10 years, we won that championship in 2011. Yeah. And we got close. Like, we was in the final. You know what I mean? We done lost some bad. That year against Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, we had him dead in the water. To go to the playoffs the next year, we lost to the Lions at home. We had the game in San Francisco.
Why is this year? I thought he was, man.
We always lose to San Francisco, though. I just got used to losing. We'll beat the shit out the Cowboys. It's the same thing. We'll stomp
them. Used to it. That's crazy as hell.
Bruh, look at the last 10 years. We lost to them 5 times.
This nigga crazy.
But hell, it's happened, though. I'm not out there playing. I can't change no outcome. I can root all I want to, but damn. Once I see San Francisco on that schedule, oh, man. You know what I mean? That's the big bad wolf, man.
Fuck them niggas.
Man, I had the Super Bowl tickets and everything. Fucking San Francisco.
That's why we got to start doing them like fuck them.
Real talk, man.
For real.
How long you been a Packers fan?
My whole life. That's since I seen them on TV.
How old are you? Man?
I'm forever 3.
Ah, okay. Forever 3, man. You a funny guy,
ain't
man.
Ain't no age limit in the streets, though. That's real what I'm trying to tell people.
You're only old as you... You know what I mean? You're only old as you... Thank you.
You're as old as you doing rituals.
Mm-hmm.
Real, I believe in some rituals, as old, but, you know.
Speak on that. You believe on the who?
Nah, I said... Long, you only old as you doing rituals, but I believe in some weird shit. Mm-hmm. My religion's Haitian voodoo, though.
What rituals are you talking about? You say rituals? What you mean, right?
Yeah, like blowing candles out on your birthday is a ritual.
It is a fucking ritual, ain't it? You in the dark.
See, how you see, you a little hill, but I fuck with yeah, you. Yeah, but people say I say some weird shit, though.
Listen, though, you in a dark room, you cut the lights out.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. You know what I mean? Yeah, just make a wish, close your eyes. I'm like, yeah, that's some old.
The fuck is y'all doing?
Yeah.
Where y'all get this from? They don't know. They told us.
A lot of that shit's rich. A lot of them holidays, Valentine's Day, it ties back to a Roman ritual. Because I grew up Jehovah. I don't practice it now, but I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, so they don't celebrate no holidays. So I look at all holidays.
It's different. Bullshit.
Yeah,
it's
bullshit. This is just trying to get in your damn pockets.
I swear to God, I seen some shit that said that shit. I was like, damn, they really trying to get in the niggas' pockets.
All of it's pagan. All of it's, you know, consumerism.
Pagan holidays. Damn, boy, you a little smarter than the fuck I thought you was.
Ah, damn, man. I'm serious. All this shit. Every one of them, dog. Think about it. For real? Every month they got January, you got New Year's. February, you got Valentine's Day. March, you got St. Patrick's. April, that's all it is. Monday, you got Derby, you got Cinco de Mayo, you got Father's Day, and you got, no, you got Mother's Day. And
yeah, that's the big thing. You see, I did that bitch like that.
Yeah. All of it.
It's coming around.
Uh-huh.
And you got your kids, so it's up. Uh-huh. So you're like, man.
I'm
broke.
My homie, 4th of July, let me borrow $500. I'm like, for what? To get some fireworks. Nigga, please. If you gotta borrow some money to do the shit, you should lie to me and say you owe your rent money or something. You should.
Only a nigga that's gonna take a sacrifice and apply themselves to get some money gonna be like, it's your girl. You better look up. The whole city got fireworks. Look up.
I'm telling you. You heard the talk. But look at the nigga down the street.
You gotta spend that shit sometimes.
Uh-huh.
For real. But when you do, you better do right, though. Man, blow the whole block down.
Right.
Man, for real. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But, shit, sometimes, shit. Yeah, if that's your last, you better not spend it on no goddamn fireworks for your kids to laugh. And
I'm telling you.
Shit. Nigga, fireworks. Nigga, you know what come right after fireworks? Rick. School.
Yeah, school. Uh-huh.
Man, you better have that money. Mm-hmm. And if school you don't, she hold it down, you better have it right after. Mm-hmm. She gonna post you.
Niggas ain't shit.
She gonna post you. You better listen, nigga.
Uh-huh.
For real.
You ever been got on the internet? Anybody posted you? A chick got me years ago. It was
when I was in jail.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be my dick, man. I don't give a fuck, but
she posted somebody was in jail?
Yeah, but I never fuck with that hoe.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know the bitch.
Right.
Yeah, but shit, you do what you want to do. I don't give a fuck.
Uh-huh.
But shit, I don't know you.
So, this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. So, before we get out of here, who do you want to see on here? Like, who do you want to... But you got to be able to make it call, like... Type of shit, like, hey, you should go fuck with them. It's a nice vibe over there. Or fuck with me. It's a nice vibe over there.
Shit, I fuck with everybody.
You know, just, you know, anybody. Just,
if it's gonna be me, I'm gonna say somebody like this. Yeah, you know. So if I don't say nobody after three, I'll say go.
Anybody.
Dirty locked up. Go fuck with Lil Ski. Get Lil Ski on.
Who?
Lil Ski.
I ain't hip to him.
I'm gonna put him on for you.
Take pictures.
Free Kobe, free dude, man. Make sure I get that on
them. Oh, yeah, it's all on
Kobe
here.
Kobe, free little dude.
And also, this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something big.
Free to now.
Something good to eat and lazy. Something good to watch.
You say what now?
It's the Big and Lazy Podcast. So give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
I fuck with Soul Food Choices.
Yes,
down in Shiny Park.
Mm-hmm.
Something good to eat. What'd you say? Yes, you say
something good to watch.
Oh, I mean, go outside. Don't watch TV.
You say go outside and get some nature, huh? Get some fresh air.
Yeah, don't watch TV.
Except this podcast. After you get done watching this podcast, go outside. And after you get done streaming your music, where can they find you at, G?
Shit, I'm on IG. BigDope.Razor. RAYZA. You know I spell Big Dope, BIGDOPE RAYZA. And it's too hard, it's easy.
I'm going to give y'all
a ski on her, though. This is what I was trying to show you.
All right.
Bag on my head, my side, dollar puzzle with a big gun. Nigga, get chased, better chase some nigga. You a bitch bum.
YouTube will kill it. YouTube will kill the video.
Because
if we don't get the media clearance.
That's a ski, though.
Okay.
And on YouTube, that's on, what's it called, Insta.
But now, like, when we put it on YouTube, it'll catch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, The Boys on Amazon, that shit is dope. It's like superheroes, but they, like, crooked. They killing niggas, robbing niggas. It's called The Boys on Amazon Prime. It's like superheroes, but they, like, they got agents. It's like they are celebrities type shit, and they do dope. Like, they robbing niggas. Like,
I see that shit.
That shit is wild. Yeah, like.
Yeah, I see that shit. The Boys, they heroes, but they
evil, like. They be fucking, and you know what I mean? They smoke
like weed. Fucking random bitches.
Yeah, like they like celebrities. They like football stars and like
but they heroes.
Yeah, they suit. They got superpowers.
Yeah, her fucking bitches.
Yeah,
yeah. High, getting drunk outside the club at night, waking up like going to save the world.
Yeah, robbing it. Uh huh. Yeah,
I gotta see that shit.
That shit was wild.
Send that shit.
I'm about three. It's a couple seasons. Only three episodes in, but that shit is wild. I'm like, okay, I can fuck with this.
Yeah.
And before we get out of here, man. I'm gonna give a message, man, to everybody that's watching, man.
Yeah.
You operate. This is my first time doing this. You operate. Try to operate on an even fucking keel. Don't make decisions when you in your peaks and your valleys. Don't make decisions when you real angry. Don't make decisions when you're real sad. Try to stay even keeled as possible out here. I understand people got emotions and got feelings, but you know, people die, your child's born. That's a major event. But for the most part, women don't be emotional. Most of them talking to the fellas. You got to stay even killed. I'm serious. You got to stay even killed out this motherfucker. I don't want to be like cold and heartless, but you got to make decisions when you just, you know, smoke a blunt, chill out, breathe, count to 10, just be even killed out here, man.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Fuck all that. Do what the fuck. You know what the fuck to do.
Yeah. He meant that right there.
Nah, for real. Sometimes you do your shit.
Yeah, sometimes. Some things.
Sometimes you just do your shit. But don't go about no fuck shit. Because some fuck shit will trick a nigga's hand off, too. And a lot of people be happy to see a nigga trick their hand off. You know what I'm saying? They be happy. They'll shake your hand.
Yeah.
And don't like you. Somebody told me, he said, Razor, you know how many people shake your hand every day that don't really like you with a smile, but you won't shake their hand if you don't like them? You need to practice that. Because they'll get you fast. I said, damn, it fucked me up right there. I was like, damn. So I played it off at night, you feel me? So I was like, you feel me? Whatever I said. But when I went home, I looked at that motherfucking ceiling. I was laying down before I went to sleep. I said, damn, man. I said, they shake my hand every day but don't like me. Bet. I need to practice that shit.
Did you ever weed them out?
You need to practice.
Yeah. But how can you tell like somebody don't like it? Like, I guess you could pick up on like,
you will know it deep down. And yeah. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you won't know it. Like dude told me, like, man, you know how many people are don't like you for real? But they shake your hand every day and smile in your face. But you need to practice that with the people that you don't like and that you know don't like you and the people that you are iffy about. If you don't know a motherfucker genuine love you like your kids and your mama, then what the fuck is you putting your life in your hands for to even be out here dealing with a nigga? You know what I'm saying? In a situation in the same room or anything.
Yeah.
Because the goal of it is to get back home, see your family, see your kids, to do shit. You hear me?
Right.
So, but the niggas will be caught up on some other shit and not understand sometimes. Just moving. Not even that they don't understand. They do, but they just moving.
You say don't get chicked out the streets, huh?
Nah, don't let a nigga trick your hand off.
Don't trick your hand off, man. Put you in that trick bag. That trick bag
could be damn. My hand tricked off plenty of times, but it was just God. It was just me. I don't know. It was just the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
Anybody could get their hand tricked off. You could have.
Yeah. I've been in, you know, not many.
I don't know you like it, but yeah. You got your, somebody could have told you to do something one day. You could have robbed a liquor store or anything.
Right. So, crash dummies. You want some, before we get out, we speak on this for crash dummies. Do you see this? Some people just are just known crash. Like, you know what I mean? Some people just crash outs. She calls them crash outs. Like, people just do dumb shit all the time. Like, I don't know. Like,
see, I be shutting the fuck up sometimes. Sometimes I say something, but like, if you gonna do some shit, and you don't even know what the fuck for, who the fuck to get,
yeah,
the shit needs fitting on. Why the fuck you gonna go know some shit and you don't know who to get the shit needs fitting on? And you ain't even know. You just heard from the word, man. Leave that shit alone.
Yeah, leave that shit alone.
You crashing that about some fuck shit. If it ain't about you and you, leave that shit alone. Don't go just do no shit because you want to be something. Just go the fuck on someone. Just leave it alone.
It's just like that, man.
Because I don't want to be nothing anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that, like, people be trying, I can't even explain some shit sometimes, but
yeah.
Leave shit. Don't crash out about no bullshit. Especially if you got a chance right now.
Yeah.
If you ain't in no, just go do what the fuck ever the fuck you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from a nigga that don't want to do shit. Just go, just do what the fuck you want to do. I promise it's going to work.
Right.
Something going to work.
Yeah.
Just like you going to make this bullshit work.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make this bullshit work.
Put it behind something positive, huh?
Man, I swear to God.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Like. I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
You rather ride around and not be like, nah, kids riding this car, we're gonna leave and then meet me back.
Uh-huh.
It's lame as hell. It's lame.
Yeah.
It's lame, cuz.
You said don't be a crash out, man.
But stand what you stand on, man. Don't ever switch up, man.
Just stand on business, man.
Like, shit, just stand on what you stand on. Fuck the business, just stand on what you stand on. Mm-hmm. If you stand on being a bitch, be a bitch. If you stand on being a real nigga, be a real nigga. If you've been a bitch, you still a bitch. Don't try to switch it up now. If you've been a gangster, you still a gangster.
Stay in your lane, man. It's in your DNAs, man.
You feel me?
Uh-huh.
You just chill because you're a gangster. You feel me?
And we're going to end it just like that, man. It was good talking to you, man.
Fellow Packer here, fellow Cheesehead.
You might catch a game or something, man. You know what I mean?
Let's go. Let's schedule us a game. Get to it, motherfucker. I'm going to be here.
Hell yeah.
Just meet me at gate, whatever.
Hell yeah. And we just like that. We out.
Big late.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.